So this is a spoiler review of Captain Marvel, starring a bunch of folks you may know, some you may not know. First being Brie Larson, Samuel Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, also Jaimon Hansu, Lee Pace, Lashana Lynch, Clark Gregg, and Jude Law. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this whole thing. So the synopsis is as follows, and you can actually find this on Rotten Tomatoes itself. So the story follows Carol Danvers as she becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races. Set in the 1990s, Captain Marvel is an all-new adventure from a previously unseen period in history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So yeah, that's basically what it is. When it comes down to it, this movie, it took me a while to review it, only because it's hard. It's really, really hard to actually give like a very, you know, concise thought about it. I saw this movie twice in movie theaters, even though I didn't want to. That's the first thought about it. So I'll probably do it where I do good, bad, and then hypothetical. So for my good, I'll say this movie had the strong female lead, which I felt that not many movies from Marvel has that strong female lead. And for what it's worth, it did what it needed to do to push this character on forward and integrate her into the MCU properly. So for this, what it's worth, it's fine for her character. Another thing they did well was make Samuel Jackson even more lovable as a Nick Fury character. You get more into his psyche of how he was when he was first agent, and how he transformed and how he changed from being this very gullible agent of sorts to this hardened, you know, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. basically. So it's kind of cool to see that. Also, they integrated the whole Coulson and Nick Fury kind of scene. So I like that too. The fact that they had that scene where they winked at each other was like, oh, okay, you know that they're going to work together in the future. So it's kind of cool to see them actually cross paths and actually help each other out when it came down to it. So it's cool to see all those things transpire as well. All in all, the relationship and even the introduction of Maria Rambeau was pretty solid too. She's a great character, and I kind of wish there was more of her, just because she's such a strong character. Her and her daughter Monica Rambeau. So the future is looking pretty bright for the MCU when it comes down to strong female characters. So it's kind of cool to see all that happen on the screen. When it goes on to bad stuff, or not so good stuff, I think that when you see folks like my main bad area with this whole thing is the fact that they try too hard to combine the MCU into this one introduction movie, and I feel that's where they failed. I feel that when it comes down to her power, you're not really sure how strong she is, and you're not really sure what is her limits per se. So, you know, when you think about it, her powers is kind of like Scarlet Witch's powers, because they both get their powers from the Infinity Gems. So you kind of know how far, you know, Scarlet Witch could push herself a little bit. Not fully, but at the same time, you know, all right, she's not too powerful, but powerful enough where she can make a difference. For this one, it feels like them saying that she's going to be the future of the MCU is a big stretch. They should have had it where they introduced her, and a lot of fans that think, all right, is she going to be the future of MCU? Is she not going to be the future? Who knows? It just, you can't force it on anyone. And it would have been better to pick one of your characters that's been in the MCU for some time now and move forward with them. Like, I wouldn't mind having, like, Maria Hill become the face of the MCU. She's a great character, and she's been in quite a few movies. And when it comes down to it, in the comics, she's one of the directors of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I wouldn't mind seeing her actually take the lead. I don't know, she's been there for quite some time. But let's go back to the movie. When it comes down to that, also her character development for Captain Marvel wasn't that strong. when you go from point A to point B, her character's basically the same. There's no real change in her character from her being like, all right, I'm very doubtful of myself to I am very, very strong and go forward with it. From start to finish, she was a strong character, and it never changed. She never had really any doubts, per se. It's like she had a very slight doubt, but it was like for like half a second, but not as much. When you compare it to all the other introduction movies that we had in the MCU, this is by far one of the lowest of them all. When it comes down to introducing your character, having somewhere where the character has to push their limits of what they can do, and then overcome it. I think that in this whole movie, she wasn't pushed at all. It's the point where no one could really hold her, no one could really challenge her, so she walked over everyone, and it shows quite easily when it comes down to the final boss scene, which was non-existent for the most part, and then when she went against Drew Law, and the fact that she wiped them really fast, especially the Star Force team, she kind of wiped the floor with all of them quite easily without, you know, hesitating or even, you know, using any of her strength really. She leaves a little bit, but not to a point where she needed to have, you know, a lot of energy put into it. It's just too easy that she took them all down. It just felt kind of weird when it comes down to it. Those are my major things that I have a problem with. Of course, my other major thing is the whole eye scratch with Nick Fury. That to me kind of bothered me a little bit, just because when it comes down to it, when you build the whole Winter Soldier scene where he's like, oh, the last person I trust, I lost the eye, and then you see that, you know, it's like a joke of sorts that how he lost his eye, it felt kind of cheap. I wish they did something else different with it. I kind of wish that, you know, if it didn't happen as one, that it, you know, they kind of hinted at what will happen for his eye. But when it comes down to a really jokey scene that he loses his eye, it feels weird, and it kind of diminishes this character just a little bit for me. It doesn't feel great when you see what happens, really, and then now understand, like, all right, you kind of want to save face, which Nick Fury doesn't save face. He tells the facts and tells what he's supposed to do, especially in this universe that they created so far for the MCU. It just feels like it's an off-beaten path, what they should have done and what they could have done, you know, basically, and what they have done. So it's just weird when it came down to that. Besides that, everything else seemed okay-ish. The movie felt fine. It didn't feel great. It felt horrible. It felt very mediocre. That's my main gist of what I don't like about the movie. It felt very mediocre, and it didn't really focus on what's great about the MCU. It felt like it should have been, like, it should have never happened, and they probably should have changed the script a little bit. I feel that the direction slash the script slash her wooden kind of personality movie should have been different. And when you try and introduce your character, it should have been a stronger outing. But yeah, I digress. That's my main issue with the whole movie. What I would change about this movie, so hypothetically, if I was able to change this whole thing, I would concentrate more on her flashbacks. Those are things that you need to make sure that keeps through the whole movie, just because you're trying to tell a person that is trying to remember her human side, her past, basically. So for the movie, it really didn't showcase that enough. They only had roughly like two scenes out the whole thing that actually showed that she was actually human, that she had any interactions with Maria Rambeau, that she had any interactions with the Lawson character. It just felt like they really should have had it where they did a flashback of her hanging out with Maria, and then hanging out with Lawson a little bit, and then intertwined them more into the movie when it comes down to it. You could have took out more of the scenes with Nick Fury. You didn't need him in that too much. I felt like he's too much in there, just because when you think about it, if you're introducing this character, you want more of her and less of your side characters. Your side characters should be able to, you know, big up your main character, and I feel like they kind of overshadowed her a little bit when it came down to her role in this introduction movie. I feel that they should have definitely did more with Captain Marvel. She's a great character, and I feel that they failed to do the best they could for this character and introducing her to the MCU. They did an okay job, but they definitely could have did more to showcase her skills, showcase her struggles with finding out if she's human or not, finding out what happened to her past. It felt like it was this, it just muddled together and just made it a movie of sorts. So I kind of wish they did that better with it. Also, they should have done it where the final fight was against someone stronger, or even build up the Star Force to be even a stronger team for her to go against, and have it where they are able to fight her a little bit, or even, you know, make her struggle quite a bit. I kind of wish they had that, because when it comes down to it, there was no final act for her to really power up and juice up, and when it comes down to it, Star Force seemed kind of weak at the end of the day. So I kind of wish they made it to where them together was able to give her a run for her money and have where, all right, you can see why they're such a great team and why they're such a dominant team. And when it comes down to it, it felt like they wasn't as dominant as they should have been, which if you could make it so, you could even showcase that she's even stronger than them without her completely overpowering them. So yeah, that's my review of Captain Marvel from the MCU, or Marvel Universe, whatever have you. If you like my review, let me know down below. If you didn't like my review, let me know down below as well. You can find me on all social media at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. And I'll catch your reviewers next time.